This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Members of Congress are expected to grill Northwestern President Michael Schill today about an agreement he made with pro-Palestinian student protesters. The deal last month brought a peaceful end to the Gaza Solidarity Encampment on campus. Irene Mulvey leads the American Association of University Professors.
The only thing to do as a college president in this situation is to stand on principle and give a robust, full-throated defense of academic freedom for faculty, and free speech, and freedom of the press, and freedom of association for their students.
The North Carolina Republican leading the hearing has accused Schill of surrendering to, quote, anti-Semitic radicals. Schill says he engaged with student protesters in an effort to carry out the school's educational mission. The Chicago City Council is trying to overturn Mayor Brandon Johnson's plan to cancel the ShotSpotter contract. ShotSpotter is a gunshot detection tool that proponents say helps police respond to crimes when no one calls 911. Opponents say it's too expensive and doesn't prevent crime. Johnson canceled the contract with the company, but in a decisive rebuke, the council voted 34-14 to try to keep it, although it's unclear if the ordinance has any teeth. Johnson dismissed the measure, saying the council can't enter into its own contracts.
This particular measure that was voted on today did nothing.
Johnson wouldn't say whether he'll veto the ordinance for good measure. There have been several measures aimed at protecting workers' rights that have come before Illinois state lawmakers this spring. One of them would prohibit employers from requiring workers to attend work-related meetings about religion or politics. Labor union AFL-CIO is spearheading the effort. Here's President Tim Dre.
We go to work for two reasons. One, to make money for ourselves, but also you're making money for the employer. Why should you have to pray? Why should you have to listen to an employer talk about one political party or the other? I just want to work.
Anti-abortion groups and business groups are pushing back, saying it targets employers' freedom of speech. The measure awaits final approval from the Senate before heading to the governor for his signature. Advocates are calling on Chicago's mayor to save critical after-school programs at more than 100 schools. This programming helps turn these buildings into community schools. A Slate error put these programs in jeopardy, and ultimately advocates would like the state to fund them. But Peter Brosnan from Brighton Park Neighborhood Council says Chicago can't just wait on the state.
Got to come up with a plan B. This is violence prevention. This is workforce development. This is educational supports. This is social-emotional supports. We have to sustain that, and we have to work together to find the resources to make that happen.
CPS leaders are lobbying lawmakers to pass a bill to fund after-school programming. But they haven't said what they will do if it does not pass. CPS is facing a $400 million deficit. Some other things you should know today. Chicago Elder People yesterday approved a settlement worth roughly $750,000. They awarded it to a man who says police beat him with a baton during the 2020 protests of George Floyd's murder. The man suffered a torn ACL and fractured leg. The council voted 37-10 in favor of paying the settlement. Indie singer-songwriter Andrew Bird has a new album out tomorrow, called Sunday Morning Put On. The album consists almost entirely of jazz standards. Bird, who now lives in LA, told WBEZ that the album was inspired, in part, by his time hanging out at Chicago's famous jazz club, the Green Mill. He will play two sold-out shows at the Uptown venue May 29th. Today's weather, it will be a sunny day with highs in the mid-70s. And tomorrow we're expecting scattered thunderstorms throughout the day, and possibly severe ones. The high will be 81 degrees. That's it for now. Later today, my Rundown co-host Aaron Allen talks with the producer behind Chai Sounds Like. The series from WBEZ's sister station Vocalo profiles all kinds of local artists and changemakers. That's today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.